Open with me to Matthew chapter 1 and also put your finger in Luke chapter 1. We are in the Christmas month, amen, and I'm pausing on the series we started some few weeks ago, which we will continue in January by the grace of God. I didn't forget it. It's extremely important. But I learned what I'm about to share with you throughout the Sundays of this month. I learned it from a great man. A great man. He's of blessed memory now. And it's laid upon my heart that, like Paul said, what I have received, I'm presenting to you. What I'm about to share this morning has, in several ways, shaped my thinking, shaped my actions, shaped my outlook of life. And I pray that as you two engage in it, you will have similar or a better experience than myself in Jesus' name. It's important for me to share this useful, practical wisdom from the birth of Christ. I can't wait until Christmas Day because there won't be enough time to share this practical wisdom. And that is why I want to enjoin you, don't miss any of this series. Don't miss any of this series. I am praying to God sincerely from the depths of my heart that all those who need to work on Sundays, God will deliver you from that kind of a job and give you a better one or give you your own business that you can run on your own time. In Jesus' name. We celebrate Christmas and a lot of people don't even understand why we celebrate Christmas. We turned it into unwrapping presents, just like my son and my daughter have been bugging me as to what their gift for Christmas will be. And my reply to them has been the same. Remember, Christmas is not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about talking about Jesus and getting to know him better. You have unwrapped toys for years. All those toys have become spare parts. Hallelujah. So, it's not even about commerce. Since 2 months ago, in America, every store has begun to prepare for Christmas. Even my favorite radio station, the Christian songs they play nowadays are not, there is nothing Christian about it anymore. Praise the Lord. So somebody will ask me, what is Christmas? Well, that's why we are here. If you have your Bibles with me, Matthew chapter 1, I want to read from verse 18. Through to 25. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 36. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. The birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is a fulfillment of divine promise. Isaiah prophesied it. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. And it came to be. I want to tell you this morning that everything God does is a fulfillment of his own desire. Everything you see, you've read, that God does, everything he has done in your life is a fulfillment of his own desire. You and I, we were born, we were folded in our mother's womb, we were conceived out of God's desire. God has said in the beginning that a man and a woman will procreate, and he blessed them. Hallelujah. So as a result, God allowed you and I to be for what God wants to fulfill in your lifetime and in my lifetime. The conception and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is also a major example of how God can mastermind the delivery of his purpose on earth. Hallelujah. If you must know, God is a mastermind. Amen. We can learn a lot from the wisdom of the birth of Christ and from Mary, the mother of our Lord. Every human being is special in the sight of God. So also was Mary. Mary was born just like you and I. She was born and set apart to be a conduit to deliver something from God on earth. You are born to deliver something from God and deliver it on earth. And that is why you are here. Praise the Lord. For Mary, it was a baby. It's not necessarily a baby for you or I. The Spirit's conception of Mary happened only once. And that's the only time it can happen. But then, we can conceive so many other ideas that God, by his Holy Spirit, can put within us. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9. I had not seen, neither hear heard, nor have entered into the understanding of any man what God has prepared. Then what he says, they are revealed by the Holy Spirit. You are impregnated. Many people don't even know what they are carrying for God. Praise the Lord. You need to understand that everything God does succeeds. God has never done anything that fails. Even when it looks like failure, it's God's strategy. Praise the Lord. The Apostle Paul advises you and I. It's like, you want to succeed? Why don't you imitate success? He says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, therefore, be imitators of God as their children. Imitate your Father God. Imitate him. Imitate his actions and carry out his instructions. And success is a guarantee. We see Christmas and Easter as God's plan and success story. Praise the Lord. Do I need to remind you that it is better to follow God than to follow man? You know why? Because God never fails. And man is full of failures. Man is full of failures. Don't model your life after a mortal man. Model your life after God. God never drops his standard. Man's standard drops from time to time. If you look in our world today, all the things that are happening is like a gushing water. Hidden things are coming to the surface. How many men have lost their job in recent times? It's like an epidemic that is happening. That is why each and every one of us need to be very careful. Hallelujah. So it's important that we take time and spend time in finding out how God does things The Bible says God put seed in the ground in the beginning. And the seed grew, became a tree, and the tree has fruits. And it produces after its kind. That's a strategy that God employs. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about seed time and harvest. Cold and heat. He says it will not fail. Praise the Lord. God's success rate is still 100%. Hallelujah. God's success rate is still 100%. God is the only one that can end something before he starts it. He knows the end. He knows the beginning from the end. Praise the Lord. He's the one who can write the end before it starts. Because he's the only one that has the authority to make things happen. People plant seeds in good soil and it still does not germinate. I don't have time to share that. Praise the Lord. And on my one lesson. Practical wisdom for success. Because the conception and the birth of Jesus Christ is a success story. Amen. So for you and I to succeed in the eyes of God, you must be willing to conceive God's idea. Conceiving the idea of God is better than conceiving your own ideas, no matter how good they may be. Until we bring about what God wants, and that is the only thing that will be recorded in heaven for you as success. When you have money, you have houses and plenty of cars and companies. Men on this side of eternity will say, oh, that is a successful man. And God can look at that man and say, oh, that is a foolish man. It depends on who you want to speak about you in that manner. Praise the Lord. So you may be rich on earth. That does not mean you have succeeded in the sight of God. Success in the sight of God is becoming what he created you to be. Is in delivering what he impregnated you with. Praise the Lord. You must believe that God's idea is real. It may be abstract. It may not make sense. But it's real. God's plans and purposes are the real deal. Praise the Lord. We struggle with the things of God that we do not understand. And that is why people who are not called by God, people who don't even call God, people who see the Bible as a book to read, as a novel, and they place themselves as instruments of the devil, they begin to tell you what God, what is real. Because to them, it must make sense. God doesn't work with senses. Praise the Lord. If not, the Bible will not say that God is spirit. So, if you can't see him, why are you worshiping? Why are you talking about him? Mary had no understanding. She couldn't grasp what the angel Gabriel was saying to her. It was confusing to a young girl. A virgin young girl. In what the angel was saying, she didn't see anything. All she could see was the angel and hear words. Hearing the message of God from the angel. And accepting it, even though she did not understand it. Naturally, even science will tell you There's no way a woman can get pregnant. You know, in this day and time, people say, some women say, I don't need a man to get pregnant, but you need his sperm. That's still a man. Praise the Lord. You can't open your mouth and say, I'm pregnant. It's not possible. You may not lie directly with the man, which for me is still sacrilege, because that's not the original plan of God. You only base talking, not human beings. Amen? Bodies now. You will understand it. When you get closer to God, you will know it. Hallelujah. She accepted it. Another thing she did, she protected it and nurtured it. All these things we are going to talk about over the weeks. And having protected it and nurtured it, she delivered it to the world. She didn't keep it to herself. Amen? Mary conceived God's idea. She believed it. She protected it. She nurtured it. And she did not keep it. She gave it out. You know why? Because God's purpose for your life is not yours. It's not for you to keep. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. And God will do with it as he pleases him. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I've had people who have no clue or understanding of God say, God is so wicked. Taking a woman's baby, letting him grow up, and then nailing him on the cross, and his mother looking. That's what makes you human. Because you are going to be void of that understanding. But then we have prayed this morning that God will give us understanding by his word that will make us outstanding. In Jesus' mighty name. Number one, God's assignment and purpose for you. Are you ready for this? I wish Word and Sound can type this point so that people can see it. Please bear with me. I have to give you these points today. God's assignment and purpose for your life can interfere with your own personal plan. God's assignment, God's purpose for your life can interfere with your own personal plan. How does this relate to Mary? She was engaged to be married. They were already planning the wedding. They had the engagement party already. They are waiting for the day she's going to go. And they are going to celebrate and go into Joseph's house. That was all that filled the heart of Mary. Like, wedding day is all that filled the heart of every woman. Some will say, I've been dreaming of this day since I was a little girl. May God give you wisdom to dream beyond one day and dream your marriage. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The world has turned weddings to become bigger than marriage. I want to get married in Dubai. I don't care how much. I want to get married in this space. But you are not thinking of the marriage. After a few weeks, your eye will clear. Praise God. Hallelujah. God interrupted Mary's engagement. Well, Lord, you know I'm getting ready to get married. I know. But I have a plan for you. I need you to do something for me. And the interruption was not just to stop her from getting married at the time. It was also looking like, I'm going to discredit you, you know. You're going to be pregnant. And your husband would think you slept with another man. If you understand how Bethlehem, Judah, Nazareth was like. It's a very small village. Maybe 20 houses. Everybody knew everybody. Let me tell you this ahead. That's one of the reasons why Mary could not stay there. That's why she had to go and look for Elizabeth. Because, let me give you this for free. Like will always find like. When you have a vision, you need to take your vision to somebody who can support it. God owns you. God owns me. Anything that will ever become, whatever I have, whatever you have, God owns it. And God can discard your desires as if he doesn't care. But later you will understand that he cares more than you think. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So God can direct your step away from your plan. Hallelujah. God can direct you away from your plan. And don't say, Satan, I bind you. In Jesus' name. Mary could have said, okay, angel, hold on. You want me to be pregnant? Let me get married first. Maybe I'm still going to be pregnant. We don't need contamination here. It has to be pure. God has to take all the glory. Man can't take the glory for the plans of God. Man can't take the glory for the purpose of God. Hallelujah. And when you think God is interfering, the truth of the matter is, he's setting you up for greatness. Amen. If God had not interrupted Mary and used her, who would have known who she is? She would have just been an ordinary village girl. And that would be the end of the story. And like I said, God will pick somebody else. And that person will become the one that everybody will know. Hallelujah. So sometimes when God interrupts you, you should start dancing. You should start rejoicing. Because he sees farther than you can see. He understands better than you understand. Hallelujah. Am I getting across to somebody? Praise the Lord. Do you want to be a plain married village girl? Or you want to be the mother of salvation? God said, let me impregnate you with salvation. What is it that God has been trying to put in you, in your mind, in your heart to nurture and to protect, and then you are resisting and rejecting? I say, no, I have my own plan. When God was calling me, I fought it. I told you many times, Lord, please, no. I don't want to be a pastor. Leave me. I want to be a fashion designer. When people buy my clothes, I will give them flyers. Is it not the same? And God said, you? No. That's not what I want. I have something better for you. And you can still do fashion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Imagine the grace that Mary could have missed. Think about it. If she had said no. Oh. The places I have been in my life. The places I have stood. And the people I have shook hands with. The people I've sat down with at the table. If I was a fashion designer, it's not likely that I will be there. Praise the Lord. It's not likely that I will meet them. Oh, I'm a fashion designer to the stars. Who are the stars? Those Hollywood riffraffs. They are your stars. They can't shine. They are living a fake life. You call them stars because they are acting on TV. Go into the back of their life and see many of them. You will not want to be like them. Hallelujah. Are we not seeing their secrets coming out? Every man needs the Lord. Every man needs the Lord. Can you imagine if they had done all those wrong things and they came to Christ and they went back to those women and said, you know what? I'm sorry for what I did. I know I did wrong. Please forgive me. It will be a different story. Right? Praise the Lord. That's what God can do in somebody's life. Mary would have abandoned being a channel to birth the greatest human being that has walked this earth. What do you know that what God is asking you to do, the magnitude of that thing, do you know it? Can you understand it? Amen. God's will, the success of the will of God is always greater than the success of your plan. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Write this down. The greatest test to your obedience is when God demands for what you love in sacrifice. The greatest test of your obedience is when God makes a demand on you for what you love in sacrifice. My next point. Like we read in Luke chapter 1, the angel said, Mary, hail. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. Favored by God. And Mary didn't feel like being favored. She felt being interrupted. Many of us seated here today, if not all of us, we don't feel favored. But I want to announce to you that you are favored. You are favored of God. God has separated you for something great. That is why you woke up today. It is the favor that God favored you that roused you up today. There is favor watch over your life. When I look at one of my sons, he's the only son of his mother. And God said, you know what? You want to be a riffraff. Want to be smoking India hemp all over the place, right? Want to be like the world? No. You're going to play for me. You're going to sing for me. That's favor. And God singled him out. I pray that God will single you out, that you will understand why he singled you out, and you will be effective in his presence. In Jesus' mighty name. Is somebody getting something from this teaching? Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to use you to do something great in his kingdom. Don't let anybody lie to you. It's not about your qualification. It's not about your beauty, your handsomeness. No. It's about the will of God. Hallelujah. God beckons on you. It's because he has favored you. Praise the Lord. God wants to do through you what you don't even believe can be done through you. God wants to do something through you that you don't even believe is possible. But Lord, you know, I don't even have papers. You think God cares about that? Before he can use you? Oh Lord, you know, I don't have a child now. You know, my job is this. You know, different kind of excuses. You know, my accent. Lord, I can't even speak good English. You think God cares about all that? He still wants to do great things through you. You that you have low self-esteem of yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror and you are like, who will like somebody like me? And God is saying, me, I like you. You are not even liking yourself. You don't even see, you don't even like what you see in the mirror. If you don't like yourself, nobody will like you. Praise the Lord. If you don't like yourself, you have to like yourself first. When you like yourself, you have confidence. People who don't like themselves, they don't have confidence. Places you could stand, you won't be able to stand because you have low self-esteem. And God is calling you to the higher table. And you are saying, no, it's not me, it's somebody else. Your biggest plan for yourself is still that you are thinking far less of yourself than God does. You want me to say that again? Your biggest plan for yourself in the eyes of God, you are thinking far less than what God sees in you. Touch your neighbor. Say neighbor. Come on, say neighbor. Let me tell you something about this message. I'm so excited about it. But I don't want to shout. I don't want to rush. Amen. If you have noticed my life, I don't envy anybody. If it's not for something good. And when I say envy somebody for something good, I don't envy you for what you have. Let me take it. I'm never jealous of anybody. But I interpret spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. When you are confident in who you are, you don't measure yourself with somebody else. Hallelujah. Have you ever said, even a wounded lion is coming, is limping, one hand. If giraffe sees him, that giraffe will run. Antelope sees a limping lion, it's gone. Because a lion is still what? A lion. He may be limping, he's still a lion. Your pussycat at home, oh, that's my cousin. Limping cousin, sorry. That's dinner. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. You are not what people say you are. You are not what your environment says you are. You are only what God says you are. Regardless of your age. Regardless of your status. Regardless of your failures. God still has a great plan for your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, everything you think you don't have, everything you think you are not, lay them down at his feet. He's the only one who can turn it around. He specializes in taking what people have thrown away and fixing it and turning it into greatness. One of them is standing before you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody's a pastor, but you don't know the sins I've committed. The blood of Jesus has washed it away. One of the things you need to understand about grace is you don't earn it. Do you understand? You don't earn it. Many of us believe that until we struggle for what God wants, or until we struggle in worshiping God, let's think about it for a second. I know a few of you might be here. Why are we not doing night vigil? Why are we not praying all night? Because it's not in God's program for us. can praise him all night. Am I saying night vigil is bad? No. But if you think that only until you do night vigil before God answers your prayer, God bless you. Before they speak, I will answer them. They come early before me. You that you are craving night vigil, early morning prayer, you are not praying. You are not calling in. 30 minutes early morning prayer. Even the time we come and say, let us pray in church for 1 hour, you are talking. Tete-a-tete. You are busy bodying instead of dealing with your issue. There's nothing wrong with you doing night vigil at home. You can do it. But God didn't give me that burden anymore. Praise the Lord. I thought you would clap here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By grace are ye saved through faith. Not works. Every one of us, some of us think, oh, if I don't do this, if I don't do that, if you follow God's instructions, you won't stay too long in the place of prayer. After you have fulfilled his instructions, he says, then the promise will be delivered. If God tells you to do night vigil, make sure you do it. The day God tells me, Carl, call night vigil. Yes, sir. And when I call it, and it's only me and my wife, yes, sir. It was a burden for me. Took it to the Lord. And he said, every first day of the month, gather my people together. Pray into that month. Prophesy into that month. And carry it through. It's not a religious exercise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please don't go and report me that I said night vigil is bad, though. I didn't say so. It's on record. Amen. Amen. We have prayed that Lord, make us a church of significance, a church of impact. This has been a burden on my heart. And until we begin to engage, we can't become impactful. We can't become significant. I pray that the grace to be significant heaven release upon you today. In Jesus' name. What about you that you are like, Pastor, I'm always under temptation. I'm always tempted. Tempted. You are not alone. That doesn't mean God doesn't want to use you. Praise the Lord. Don't write yourself off because you are being tempted. Don't write yourself off because you have unbelief. The disciples had it. They had unbelief. They called Jesus, Lord, help us. Help our unbelief. And he helped them. Tell somebody near you and say, God has a great plan for you. God has a great plan for your life. You are alive and here today because God wants to use you to make an impact in Jesus' name. Mary didn't feel qualified, but she accepted God's plan to make a difference. I pray that your heart will be receptive to God's idea and that God will use you to make a difference in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, you are not on earth just to make a living, but to make a difference. Let that be your mantra. Let that be what you live by. I want to make a difference. Hallelujah. I want to make a difference at work. I want to make a difference in school. I want to make a difference at home. in my society, in my community. I want to make a difference.